I'm going to pass the gavel, and I'll see you next week.
Paul Vash.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
And now for something completely different. Would you please read the title for item 1231?
Approve a revision to Human Resources Administrative Rule 6.05 Family Medical Leave to allow for 6 weeks of paid parental leave in a calendar year for eligible employees.
Thank you. I am very excited to bring forth this change in policy. There is an abundance of research that shows the benefits of paid parental leave. This benefit not only extends to new parents and children and with babies, but also has positive impact on job performance. Although it is not up to international standards of parental leave, this is a very good start. I want to start by thanking the advocates of Family Forward, Lily Hogue and Andrea Peluso, for their work on this important issue. And then thank you also to Anna Kamwit, who's going to explain what it is we're doing here today, the Director of Human Resources.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. The rest of the commissioners, Anna Kenwood, I'm the director of the Bureau of Human Resources, and pleased to be here presenting an important policy change for the city. The ordinance proposes adding to Human Resources Administrative Rule 6.05 Family Medical Leave, a provision that would make the first 6 weeks of parental leave under the Federal Family Medical Leave Act and or the Oregon Family Medical Leave Act paid leave. Eligible events, as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, for that leave would be the birth of a child, adoption of a child, or a foster placement of a child. This change would cover parental leave taken by all our regular employees, limited duration, temporary employees in budgeted positions, certain at-will employees, including those in elected official offices, who have simply worked 180 consecutive calendar days. The city paid parental leave will run concurrently with leaves parental leave under the Federal Family Medical Leave Act and the Oregon Family Leave Act. As Commissioner Fritz mentioned, the research is very clear that parental leave has a positive impact on parents bonding with their children. Our goal by providing 6 weeks of paid parental leave would be to ensure that parents at a minimum are able to take that amount of time off. The research shows that fathers who take parental leave are more involved with their children, and this change is in keeping with the city's goal to become an employer of choice. We have instituted many programs and initiatives under our umbrella of becoming an employer of choice, and paid parental leave is an important component of that. Paid parental leave will assist the city in attracting and retaining new employees. Attracting new employees is becoming increasingly important as our retirements continue to increase over the next few years, so replacing those who leave is critical. For some bureaus, paid parental leave will also be a key recruitment tool in recruiting women to jobs traditionally held by men, particularly the police chief has mentioned that this will be key for him in recruiting women to become police officers. Under the policy, the paid parental leave may be taken once a year in one continuous 6 week period. It does not carry over if it's not used. For any remainder of a parental leave, because state and federal laws do allow up to 12 weeks, employees will be able to access their accrued leave, sick leave and vacation, any other accrued leave they have. But by having the first 6 weeks paid, as I mentioned, we hope that this will assist employees in actually taking that full 12 weeks. We'll make that affordable to them. So asking you today to authorize this policy change. To implement the policy, it also has a provision for the Human Resources Bureau Director to make an exception in what we believe is an unlikely event. There could be two events in a calendar year, but that could happen. So the policy as written is 1 6-week period a year, but also allows myself to make that exception in the event that there are two events in a calendar year. I have discussed.
This does cover adoptions
also. Yes.
So, I mean, possible.
Yes. Adoptions, placement of foster child, and birth. Exactly, Commissioner. I have spoken with most of the labor leaders about this policy. All are in favor. And in fact, Rob Wheaton from Ask Me 189, who he and I are in a grievance procedure today that I left to present this ordinance, wanted me to specifically let you know, but for that grievance, he would be here supporting the ordinance. The details are in the policy document. There's also a frequently asked questions that we prepared, which will help employees to understand how the program operates. Finally, there is a cost to the proposal. We looked at it, measuring the difference between unpaid leave hours that parents took versus converting those to paid. So that cost is approximately $217,000. It, is, of course, is somewhat difficult to provide accurate costing. There is an additional cost for those bureaus where employees have to be replaced. And that, again, is an estimate range between $195,000 and $285,000. The last thing I want to mention, although it is not part of this particular ordinance, as part of our overall proposed revisions to the Human Resources Administrative Rules, which are out for notice and comment now, we have recommended adding a provision that would allow employees to donate up to 40 hours of sick leave to those employees who have a catastrophic illness of their own or a dependent. This particular provision will also assist, for example, mothers who are experiencing pregnancy-related disability and are on unpaid time. So it is somewhat related to the paid parental leave provision, so I just wanted to note that. And that those provisions will probably be going into effect in January. Thank you. I have no other
questions for Anna before she hurries back to grievances.
It's okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We have two panels just shortly. First, Larry Wallach from Portland State University, Courtney Duke, and Sarah Schooley from the City Mamas Affinity Group.
Mm-hmm. I'll stay in case there's any other questions.
My name is Lawrence Wallach, and I bring more than 40 years of experience working to advance the public's health to my testimony today. The proposal to provide paid parental leave for city workers is good public policy, and it's good public health policy. I have reviewed a body of U.S. and international research on this topic and found the evidence of positive impact to be strong. The proposed parental leave policy is good public policy because research indicates that it produces a number of very positive social outcomes. This policy promotes equity because it takes an opportunity that is now enjoyed by relatively few and extends it to others. Some of the specific outcomes established through the research include increased amount of leave that both new mothers and fathers take. This is not taken for granted because oftentimes when policies exist, people don't take the leave even though the policy exists. The paid policy actually shows that there is an increase in the amount of leave that's taken. It increases the amount of time that the father spends caring for the child. It increases the economic and employment security for families, critically important. And when women do return to work, they see an increase in wages and also numbers of hours worked. It promotes gender equality by better sharing workload and roles and responsibilities. Very interesting international work on a long-term study in Norway showed that it reduced high school dropout rates by 2% and increased wages at age 30, it was a 30-year study, by 5%. But importantly, it had a greater impact for children whose mother had fewer than 10 years of education. This is a significant equity finding. Finally, increased equity is greater benefits overall accrue to those who are in lower quality jobs, unmarried or single mothers, and women of color, and those who suffer disadvantage in general. And this is reported both in the international studies and in the U.S. research that we have. It is good public policy, it is good public health policy, in large part because it's directed to the developmental stage of life that is most critical for future health and well-being, what's known as the first 1,000 days. Evidence suggests that job-protected paid leave is associated with better mental and physical health for the mother, both short and long-term, better health for the baby, and reductions in low birth weight and infant mortality. Low birth weight is one of the most significant factors we have in our society for understanding the health of the larger population. The positive benefits are linked to reductions in maternal and family stress through increased social support and financial stability, increased available money to invest in the needs of a new baby, increased time available for well baby visits and immunizations, and very important, increased duration of breastfeeding. A few things to keep in mind. Number one, the availability of job protected leave likely allows women to use sick or vacation leave if available during pregnancy, which might provide benefits to the developing baby that influence birth weight and infant mortality. This is leave that otherwise might have to be saved for the post-delivery period. All studies show that longer leaves result in increased positive outcome. The few paid leave programs that do exist in the United States, and the one you are proposing, are far below the average of 18 weeks paid leave provided by our comparator OECD countries. A duration of 6 weeks will likely yield positive benefits, but will still be far behind what we should aspire to as a caring community. The California experience, which was implemented in 2004, showed that a paid family leave program for the general population could be implemented in a way that provided positive outcomes for small businesses and none of the adverse consequences predicted by business lobbies when the policy was being debated. Thus, business could be an important ally in expanding this benefit to the non-governmental sector in Portland. In conclusion, this modest but very productive, very important policy would put the city of Portland in the forefront of investing in its workers and caring for the next generation. This is indeed a very important step, but still needs to be considered as part of a much-needed longer journey. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you, Council and Commissioner Fritz. I'm Courtney Duke. I'm here today in my role as the co-founder, past chair, and current board member of PDX City Mamas. We are the city's working mom affinity group, a group under the auspices of DEEP, which is the Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland. We have been one of the most active affinity groups since we started in 2007. Because, you know, moms can multitask quite a bit. Our mission is to create a supportive environment to exchange information, ideas, and challenges for City of Portland working parents. Our group partners with the city to advocate on behalf of working parents to help attract, support, and retain working parents, which this ordinance fully supports. Sarah Schooley, another PDX City Mama board member, and I are representing over 100 parents at the City of Portland to voice our full support of this ordinance and paid leave. With that, I will turn it over to Sarah.
Great. Good morning, commissioners. This is a very different topic than I usually get to talk with you about, so I'm kind of excited about that this morning. So I just wanted to set some frame as to the discussion and what's going on around the country. So I'm going to go through a quick list of some different companies and how much paid leave they give to their new parents. So Netflix, probably the gold star, gives unlimited paid leave for 1 year. Facebook gets 17 weeks. Adobe is 16 weeks. Twitter is 10 weeks. Google is 12 weeks. And Bank of America is 12 weeks. As for our fellow governmental counterparts in San Francisco, they have 12 weeks. Multnomah County just put together 6 weeks, which is pretty exciting that we're trying to get in line with our other commissioners across the river. King County up in the Seattle area is 12 weeks. Kansas City, Missouri is 6 weeks. So seeing these numbers, I think it's really exciting that Portland is stepping up to bat here, and especially seeing the benefits that have been proved in research that we're ready to take the next step. But also, as a personal professional who has worked for this city for 5 years, I can testify that I've never worked with a government structure that has had such dedicated, smart, and talented employees. That said, working for the city isn't necessarily a glamorous position, as many of you know. We are constantly trying to please an unpleasable public. We will probably never make the equivalent of what we could make in the private sector. And in most cases, we have very little negotiation power to balance our work with outside life choices. That said, we still work for the city. I think most of us work for the city because we truly love this place and are okay making some professional sacrifices, knowing that we are making Portland a better place for our friends and family to live. It's the non-monetary bonus that keeps us here. But as we start thinking about how to keep these fabulous staff here and how to recruit the newest and best minds in the workforce, we must understand that benefits such as paid parental leave are used to decide whether a job and an employer has similar values and is worth spending 40-plus hours a week with. Moving the city standard from unpaid to paid would open up this choice not only to people that have the privilege of making this decision, but also to individuals that represent those that are working on a tighter budget to pay for high rents, daycare costs, college education, and the care of their parents. As Commissioner Fritz has also stated, this is also an opportunity for the city to set an example and provide leadership for employers throughout the city. Hopefully, this could be the first step in encouraging more family-friendly policies citywide. Lastly, many of us, myself included, are tasked with making the city better in the years to come. There's nothing that guarantees having passion about making a city great in 25 to 30 years as having a child that will be growing up in that world and with the ulterior motive of keeping our children nearby. Although, don't tell them that. Then they'll move away right away. Mm-hmm. Making sure that we have a system that supports keeping these parents in the workplace and is attractive to the city's future caregivers ensures that the shared vision and goal of planning for a bright future will become the status quo. Thank you for introducing this amendment, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you very much. Our next panel is the firefighter team, Liz Thompson, Travis Powell, and Ellen Furschweiler.
Commissioners, thank you very much for allowing us to be here today to visit with you. Also, thank you so much for even entertaining this opportunity that is going to be of great help to your employees. Also, thank you for allowing us to entertain you and enlighten you on what's going on here with this. I'll try to be quick about it, but coming from my heart and the compassion it is, I've never delivered anything in 3 minutes from my heart, so I'm going to go at it. So respectfully, just hang on as I go point to point. For the record, my name is Travis Powell. I'm a firefighter with Portland Fire and Rescue. More importantly, I'm a new dad. As of 3 months ago, my wife and I were blessed with a little baby girl. Don't let this 40-something-year-old frame fool you. There's a 20-year-old inside, so we have started young, and we look forward to the days ahead. But with that, I want to share with you, before I was a brand-new daddy, I was a stepdad a whole lot of years ago. But at that time, things weren't the same as they are now. Matter of fact, it was on a time where, though it was priority for me to be a great stepdad and help out with these little ones in my life, I was called away and not able to be there with them. It was called a combat. Unfortunately, I was actually called away on 3 different deployments. And not your problem. That was something I was proud to do. However, I learned some things I want to share with you today about why this is so good, what we have the opportunity of now. While I was away, when I got back home, I was tired. I was beat, and I was ready to relax and come in back to home and say, it's good to be done. But I wasn't. I missed out a whole bunch. I can't recapture what I missed. I can't redo what I missed. And there was only so much bonding I could do on Skype sessions because a baby can only hug that computer so tight. However, when I got back home, there wasn't rest and relaxation because I had to get right to being a daddy. And I was worn out, and I had no break. I didn't get leave from family first. It was come home and go right at it. So is that apples and oranges to our job now? Absolutely not. The tour duty we have is in a year at a time like I had. It's only 24 hours, sometimes 48, that we're called upon. However, when we get home, I'm very tired and very beat up, and the mind and the heart is kind of spent from what may have happened in that last 24-hour session. Yet it's demanded for us to get right at it when we get home, and you're just not there. The heart is all willing. However, the mind and the body is weak, and I am not as good a spouse as I can be. I'm not as good a daddy as I can be, and I'm definitely not getting to have that bonding experience that I missed what took place in that last 24 hours. So there being support for my wife, it's not there. That I need to let you know as an employee, though it is my choice and my fault, during that time, I came to work and I was not 100%. I definitely was not there. I was beat and tired because that recovery time at home was sometimes even more demanding than what happened on the job. Because you can only deal so much with my little mustard shooter, and it just wears you down after a while. But you know what? I would do it all over again. But why I want to speak to you today is for the next person behind me. Though this won't do too much for my situation, the ones behind me, it absolutely will. And if you would afford that to your city employees, I want you to imagine this. That employee's time comes about, and they're blessed with that little baby, and you tell them, go home and bond with the baby, with your spouse. Do well at it, start this thing here that's going to last the rest of their lives and come back to work ready to go to work. And I'm telling you, it will pay dividends. You'll have your employee come back rested, ready to serve, and also something not too much that you hear a lot is, I'm excited to come back to work because I'm ready for it. And I'm telling you, around different roll calls, and I'm sure in other bureaus, if you think about it, when we receive all that daily literature in the day telling what's going on in the city, when we hear the city does something, one of the few things are all right, what bolt are they tightening now? What are they taking away from us? What are they doing to us? But for the first time in my little career, 16 years, when this notice came about, you know what I heard around the table about the city? Awesome. I can't believe it. And then a smile came afterwards. Not a, I can't believe it. You got to be kidding me. A smile afterwards. People just cannot believe that this might be something they could take away. So I ask you to please consider it and know that this is a good thing. It's the right thing to do for our parents. Now after me, going to be someone else following up. So I ask you, if you have any questions or you want to debate this, please do so with me, because the next firefighter is a mommy and you are not going to win that one. That's even a higher calling than a dad. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Travis. My name is Elizabeth Thompson, and I am a firefighter with Portland Fire for 15 years. I also am young at heart, although the frame, like Travis said, might not tell you otherwise. I have an 18-month-old running around at home. It's a challenge to leave. Of course, it pulls at your heartstrings. But the 6 weeks paid leave is beneficial to the health of families on many accounts. I am speaking as a new mom of a biological child, not as foster or adoptive. That has its own set of challenges also. But the transition into new parenting is challenging. It can easily burn all your accrued vacation and sick leave. I think that we probably carry a lot of leave due to our job, the hazards of it, the things we have to do on the job that account for some other leave. So having a child definitely can burn through that leave. 6 weeks of paid leave will allow for the healing and, as Travis stated, bonding in a big way. Moms always prepare for a perfect, healthy delivery. We read about the ones that, you know, can go wrong or sideways, but we don't expect it to happen to us. I thought I was as prepared as I could be, I'm fit, obviously, and healthy. My doctor was very excited for me to have a smooth delivery. We got into the room, hard contractions started, and my baby's heart rate stopped. They don't mess around when that happens. So wheeled on all fours out to an operating room with a straggling husband, bewildered behind with the nurse trying to get gowns on him, when it was an unexpected C-section. 30% of U.S. deliveries are unexpected C-sections. It is a lot. It takes a lot more recovery. It is an abdominal major surgery. It was, even being fit and healthy, it was a lot of challenging mornings just trying to get my head up off the pillow to nurse. You're not supposed to lift more than 8 to 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks. That's your child. So it takes a considerably longer time to heal. The 6 weeks paid would definitely have a positive impact in that area for one account. Healthy nursing is also a challenging transition, let alone a baby or mom who have any kind of troubles. It is a physically taxing and emotionally taxing event in just a healthy way. Moms and children and babies can both struggle in that area, and that can have a negative impact. It's like a big snowball that you stress about how much can the baby can get, and then it's just goes downhill. So that 6 weeks paid can alleviate some of that. Everybody expects parenting to go well, but it often doesn't, and many parents have to take unpaid sick leave to address childcare issues. Going back to work can be challenging for a nursing mother also, but again, the 6 weeks would help begin to alleviate some of that stress. And so when we do get back to work, like Travis said, we are prepared. In the U.S., 25% of women either quit their jobs or are terminated when a new child arrives. So I know you know the effects of losing a veteran employee and helping to try and train. It's a big cost. It has impact. We can alleviate some of that with this new ordinance. Those who stay in their careers and come back to work often take unpaid leave, and a third of families, working families, often go through their savings just to accommodate that loss. My husband also took his leave. He burned through all of his accrual and took unpaid leave, which is a financial stress. But we felt that that was the balance that we needed, was that bonding time. Because of my unique job shift, it's 24 hours. He needs to be able to feel comfortable with a baby, with our daughter, for a full 24 hours, and to find the solutions that problems often arise. So
thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. For the record, I'm Alan Firstfall. I'm president of the Portland Firefighters Association. I wanted to give you some examples of who you are going to help. And I have some insider information because of just working with the union. And we have a special policy. It's a long-term disability policy that we have outside of our benefits package from the city. And over the past 10 years since I've been a part of the union, we've had almost 10 people use that long-term disability for non-paid time after they've had a child. And so those are people that we've had where they have no accrual, they have no time, they have no sick leave or vacation, and they move forward and have to get disability because they have no accruals. Those are some of the employees that you are going to help. In the 2010 or 12 contract, I can't remember which one it was, we also moved forward and asked for a small amount of leave to be held afterwards. So we can hold 120 hours of vacation leave and comp leave, I believe, for after the birth of the child, and then people go on non-paid leave up until then. And so the second thing of a trigger that you're going to be able to do is allow those mothers and fathers to be able to have that leave and not have to take that non-paid leave and then just leave a couple hours on the books for when their child's sick and those type of events. And so, again, it's a great benefit. One of the other examples I'd like to share with you is we have a single mother that did an adoption about 5 years ago, and she's ready to adopt again. Unfortunately, right now, as a single mother, she's a single household in her income, and she doesn't have the accruals to be able to be off for that second adoption. So not only is she trying to save up money for $40,000 to be able to do that adoption, but this type of ordinance with 6 weeks is going to help her get that accrual leave in sooner to be able to get to that point. So again, three very tangible examples of what this ordinance would do for the firefighters in the Bureau. And again, I believe this is an investment. We look at health and wellness, and we look at trying to get people to the doctor every year, and we say that investment pays off. And this type of investment of having the family at home and bonding, that's an investment in society as a whole, especially for the future. So again, I appreciate you letting us discuss this and testify, and would be happy to answer any questions, but appreciate this ordinance.
Madam President, if I could just make a comment.
Yes.
And first, I want to thank both of you for sharing personal family stories.
Yes, sir.
It's actually the most effective testimony is to tell a personal story. And I just want to share a story with you. 7 years ago, I had the honor briefly of being the commissioner in charge of the Fire Bureau. And the learning curve was pretty steep. And so one of the things that we decided to do as a family was schedule every Sunday night at a different station to meet with rank-and-file firefighters. And my then 4-year-old son thought that was the coolest thing ever. And in fact, on a lot of the times we would have dinner, there'd be a run or something where he could either go along or watch. And I met a lot of firefighters in a very warm and welcoming setting. The only challenge I had was convincing the then chief not to send a deputy chief to supervise me while I was meeting. And occasionally, when he still did that, my wife was a secret weapon because she would go sit with my son off and actually get the skinny. while I was, you know, at a different table. But fast forward 7 years later, I was in a grocery store the other day buying some flowers for a couple that invited me for dinner. And a young man came up, a relatively young man came up to me and said, miss seeing you for dinner. And he walked out and he walked on. And the checkout person looked at me and I looked at her. And I, you know, at 57, I'm not as quick on the uptake as I used to be. Had absolutely no idea what he was talking about because he wasn't in uniform. And it was just a very nice comment. And then the light went on in my head. He was at the grocery store buying food for a station. And he remembers 7 years ago the time that my son and I and my wife came and had dinner. And that was a very touching moment. And it reminded me of the connection we have beyond just being city employees and command structures and other things. It's just the common connections we have as members of a big family. So thank you. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your testimony today.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Does anybody sign up to testify?
We have one more person, Megan Dirks.
Hi, I'm Megan Dirks. I work for Portland Parks and Recreation, and I just want to thank Commissioner Fritz for bringing this important issue forward. I want to thank the City Council for listening today and for your time. I am a working mother with a 5-year-old son and a daughter who will be 1 year old this Saturday. But I'm not here to talk about my experience as a working mother, and I'm not here to talk about my experience as a City of Portland employee or the time over this past year. I trust that, you know, those experiences have been shared and you've listened. I'm not here to talk about the importance of continuing to receive a paycheck during the sensitive time after the birth of a child. And I'm not here to talk about the number of female head of households in Portland, in Oregon, or nationwide. I know that you have done your research. You have policy advisors who are very smart. And I know that you have heard the arguments today. What I would like to talk to you about is the very idea of talking about parental leave as a benefit, one that is very true will make the City of Portland a preferred employer, an employer of choice. But we should also be thinking about this as far as leading the city and leading the nation in thinking about parental leave as a right that should be afforded not to just some people in the society, but to all people in the society, all parents. When we talk about public education, we very rarely hear it considered a benefit. We think of it more in terms of something that benefits all members of society. Some people look at public education as a means to pay it forward, recognizing that if you read and write, that someone taught you how to read and write, that if you think critically, you had teachers along the way that supported that. Similarly, we were all babies, and if you have done the research, which I trust you have, you know that the best thing for babies is to be able to have that time to bond with their parents, their mother and father. So I would urge you to think about our own experiences as babies. If you ever were sick or you fell down and you were able to bury your head into your mother or your father's chest, recognizing that is an important value that we should have in our society that we would push forward and be a leader on. And so I urge you to vote in favor of this policy. Thank you.
All signed up.
That's all the ones to testify. It's an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Novick.
Colleagues, I'm extremely grateful to Commissioner Fritz for bringing this before us. I agree that we have a responsibility as a major employer to set the standard for the kinds of benefits that should be available for all Portlanders. Parental leave isn't just a nice to have, it's a necessity in a civilized society. Both parents need time away from work responsibilities to care for and bond with a new baby or when bringing home a newly adopted child. Providing 6 weeks of paid parental leave ensures that all employees can take at least those 6 weeks, regardless of whether they've accrued adequate vacation and sick leave. While I'm committed to this policy change, I do want to flag a concern I have about one of my bureaus, and this is a general concern to which this will contribute in a small way. The Bureau of Emergency Communications struggles to maintain adequate staffing, and for some time now, we've been forcing a lot of people to take overtime. At the Bureau of Emergency Communications, we have to staff the operations floor with a certain number of people, and if an employee is out on parental leave, it means we must replace them with someone, again, who we're paying overtime. In addition to the financial impact of the Bureau of increased overtime, this also has the potential to burn out staff because if the Bureau isn't able to find volunteers, they must force staff to work overtime. We looked at data from the past several years, and on average, BOEC has 4 to 5 employees out per year on parental leave. So, I mean, BOEC will use management decades to ensure we continue to staff the operations floor. Our management team will rise to the challenge. But I have to say that the mayor has asked all general fund bureaus to prepare a 5% budget cut. BOEC cannot take a 5% budget cut. We're in trouble now. The parental leave policy will add a small amount to our trouble staffing the floor. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to say to my colleagues that I'm not going to be able to support that 5% cut proposal for this one critical public safety bureau. Finally, though, I want to return to the larger point. I believe we should set a standard for other employers and the benefits we offer to employees. I'm glad we're following Kansas City, and we know everything's up to date in Kansas City, but I probably think I'd rather follow Sweden if we had the capacity. As some people have mentioned, this is a particularly important policy for low-wage workers. People are so often women and people of color, and I hope we as a city can identify strategies for encouraging or requiring other employers to take similar action, not just on parental leave, but on a range of wage and other work policies workers need for sanity and employers need to retain excellent employees. Thanks again to Commissioner Fritz, and I happily vote aye.
Fish?
Oh, we're switching. That's right. Commissioner Fritz, RN, thank you for bringing this forward. This is one of a number of initiatives that you've championed during your service, which put families first and children. I appreciate what Dr. Wallach said in his testimony. I've been going through all the footnotes, Larry, just to make sure it's all up to date. But I appreciate the common sense argument that Dr. Wallach, a public health expert, made when he said, in essence, to paraphrase, this policy is good for families and kids, and it's good for employers. And that's good for us when we can hit that sweet spot. I want to be an employer of choice. I want to recruit and retain the best possible people, like the people we've heard from today. Thank you for your testimony, and Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your leadership. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also want to thank Commissioner Fritz for bringing this important policy before us today, and I think Dr. Wallach captured the benefits of this very comprehensively, and it's fascinating to hear the research that's been done in other countries about how this benefits families. And, you know, one of the things I've always been about is a family-friendly city, and this fits squarely into that agenda. I do think that one of my hopes is that perhaps at any given time we have 8,000 kids in foster care in our state, and maybe this will make a dent in that. I think it will encourage parents to maybe take a step towards facing, you know, certainly biological births and biological children are their share of blessings and headaches, but the problems associated with adopting foster kids is enormous, and the barriers to successful adoptions are also enormous. I hope this will make some dent in that population of foster kids we have sort of floating around the state. Thank you. Aye.
Well, thanks to all of my colleagues, including Mayor Hales. When I first broached this topic to him, he said, of course, and he's very supportive, has been very supportive. Sometimes employers do the right thing just because it's the right thing, and I want to note to our esteemed union president that this is a gift. It's not one in bargaining. This is because the employer wants to do the right thing and wants to be an employer of choice, and I really appreciate the support on council for that. To clarify, it starts on January 1st, so the baby cannot be here now. It has to be after January 1st. If you have a baby in this time period, then it's a little tax deduction rather than a little parental leave, but we had to have a cutoff at some point, so that's what we chose, and it runs by the calendar year.
Let's see here. So I was at the Daily Journal of Commerce lunch a few weeks ago, and there was a panel on supporting women in the workplace, and each was asked, what can you do to support women in the workplace? And one of the women's answer was for men to take all of their parental leave. So it has been commented about this being good for women, and it is. It's also good for men, and if men were to take all of their parental leave, then there wouldn't be a discrepancy or a worry that you couldn't hire a woman because she might be off having babies, because we should all be taking our parental leave and spending time with new children, as was so graciously explained by Travis. So thank you for that. So I want to, at this point, thank Dr. George Keepers of OHSU, who insisted that my husband take a week off when our first child was born in 1986. That was pretty avant-garde way back then. And so, yes, we're not anywhere near European countries, where my niece is able to take an entire year off to take care of her newborn. And still, it's a start. So just like sick time, Anna Canwit brought up the issue of now we're going to allow city employees to donate up to 40 hours of protected sick time to each other in addition to being able to donate vacation time, which we've always been able to do. That's because of the state law on sick time, which this council helped push. And the state law on sick time specifically says if the employer allows it, that employees may donate sick time to each other. So again, thanks to Family Forward for all your work on that. And another great outcome from the sick leave law that we did. I'm hoping that there will be a push for statewide paid parental leave. This is not something that we can mandate to all employers in the city of Portland. In England, at least it's paid for by taxes. It's not paid by the employer. And it should be something that we as a society want to invest in to take care of children when they most need it, when they join the family. Thank you very much, Anna Canwit, and also to Christina Nieves in my office, both of whom have worked very, very hard on this. I am very, very proud to vote aye.